Hi, I'm Rigger J, and this is my geeky, kinky, techie audio blog. Musings, facts, more of a blog than a podcast, usually of adult topics, so if you are not of the age of majority, please stop listening. Also, if you're listening on Anchor FM, I'm doing these in segments, and the segments on the webpage don't automatically go to the next chapter. So if you're listening there, please go hit the next button. It won't autoplay. Anyway, thank you, and on to the episode. Hi, guys. It's July 6th, and I want to talk about... Sorry about that noise. How did not get banned on Instagram? There was an article recently on XBiz, and well worth it, how to not get banned on social media. And I will be pulling information from that article, so please go read that. So let's start off with talking about just the nature of some of these social media platforms. People forget this. It is so ubiquitous to us. We use Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and other media types to project ourselves, our sexuality, our likes, our hates, but we also use it for, I need to make sure I've got 100,000 followers so that I get hired as a model, or for sex work, or for rope bondage, whatever your interest is. And the problem is, we see it as free services, and we actually, for the most part, all the free internet stuff we take for granted. And we forget that these services aren't actually free. And they cost money to run, they cost money for their existence, and they typically make money by selling or your personal information, or the ability to give somebody targeted audience, or all of the above. So when you're on Facebook, you are giving tons of information about yourself, and people have used it for many nefarious things, and I'm not even talking about as deep as like the Cambridge Analytica stuff, that it knows that you might be a 20-year-old black female, and you make $10-$15 an hour, if that. Well, guess what? These ads about apartments will not show up on your thing, because people are saying, please only show me advertisements to, you know, $100,000 a year white people. Those are the people I want to have in my building. So they've been using it for housing discrimination, and that is immoral and illegal. And Facebook's gotten bit for enabling that. And there's many more examples, but you forget that I don't pay for it. It's a right. And Facebook and Instagram is not a right. It's their playground. Freedom of speech only counts on public property. And you may not see it this way, but unfortunately, Instagram is someone's private property. Facebook is somebody's private property. And that means they get to control what is said on their property. Someone did an analogy that Facebook and stuff like that is like a public service and should be open, like the electric company or water, etc. And unfortunately, the big difference, like even your phone, essential service in a sense, but you don't suddenly get a stop halfway through a phone conversation that says you now have to listen to a 5-second service announcement advertisement. And the reason for that is you pay for all those services, whether it be in taxes or in a direct bill. And so the way Facebook and Instagram make money is selling information or showing you stuff. So, unfortunately, we're not... Well, typically what we find acceptable and want to show off is not what a lot of... There's a perception that the water bottle company does not want its bottles of water advertisements to show up next to this cute booty, whatever that is, or this tied up person. And so Instagram needs to control what shows up on the screen, and they miss a huge point that if I'm seeing booty next to the water, it's because I like seeing booty. Because I chose to follow the hashtag. I chose to follow the person who's pushing the booty. But you can't control what's hashtagged. So let's say I am somebody who is following a hashtag nice set of jugs because I like water. And somebody tags a pair of breasts with nice set of jugs, and all of a sudden, big set of breasts are showing up next to my bottled water to somebody who doesn't actually want to see breasts. So that is the conundrum Instagram has. And it doesn't matter if you agree or disagree with this. That's their choice and their business. So, yeah. They control the speech. So, a couple of things here that I've found. Like, I'm actually surprised I have not been shadow banned or outright banned because of my content, although I try and control what I put out there. But there's a bunch of stuff, like hashtags that have been blocked. You can, there's usually third-party sites you can look for them, or even just type in, you know, the hashtag fuck, and you probably won't see any lists coming under it. You'll get a note saying this hashtag has been reported. Side note, reporting. Got to talk about that. When you tag your photos, if you are the person who tagged the topless photo with nice set of jugs, your photo will show up for someone following nice set of jugs or Pittsburgh, which is where I am right now. And so what happens is people say, don't block, just, you know, block me, don't report me. The problem is that your content based on tags can show up on people's feeds who don't actually follow you. And that's where a lot of these reports are coming from. Also, locking things down don't help. So let me read off a few points here from the article. Here's what's not allowed on Instagram. Links to adult websites, outright nudity, sex acts, overly sexual photos that imply sex acts, overly sexual text. There are thousands of banned hashtags, some banned permanently, some temporarily. And if you're using those tags, you can get flagged and banned. So you may want to check out those hashtags, like I was mentioning, in case you start tagging stuff with a problematic hashtag. If you tag everyone in your posts, it's spammy. So only tag people that are appropriate to your post, not just a bunch of friends. Links in your comments can actually cause you problems. Either in your posts or somebody else's, those are spammy. So if you have a lot of tendencies of putting links in, that can cause you problems. Also, there's a robot thing where you subscribe and they'll go out and they'll look for keywords on people's profiles and they'll like and friend them. And then after a while, they'll defriend them. Because the idea is that you get notification when I follow you, but you won't get notification when I unfollow you. And because I followed you, you might follow me back. So it's friend farming. And if they catch that, they could ban you. But here's the worst. Private accounts are not actually safe at all. Because the advertising thing. So they're watching you. Even when you put privacy stuff up, you put your privacy wall up and you post photos. Well, if you post a nude, you're still violating the content rules because they don't want the nude next to their advertising. So basically, I hate to say it, but us sexual folks, they don't want us here. Period. And screaming and yelling about it isn't going to change it. The only way you can change this is by showing them that there's value. Screaming and yelling doesn't show value. This is a capitalistic company. All companies are capitalistic. Unless they're not for profits, but even then, freaking capitalistic. They don't want us here, and the worst is that they do more machine learning. Posts on, like, basically it's very easy for a computer. Have you noticed how you can't actually really type text messages in Instagram? It really sucks, actually, because you can't. Twitter's a way better profile for teaching stuff. They will look at the image, look for text, find the words in it, and announce. So if you post an image up and it goes, fuck, cunt, pussy, etc., they will probably spot it and probably take it down. Even better, most of the text, you type it in so they can check the words beforehand. So they actually know the word before they even generate the photo. So they're not our friends. They don't really want us. And so it's an ongoing battle. Machine learning looks at, I can post a picture and literally is an explicit nude, and literally within moments after hitting send, it's been taken down as content violation because they have computers looking for private parts. Or I pick a bad hashtag, that bad hashtag shows up on someone else's thing who doesn't even follow me, and they go report. And then also remember, there are a bunch of, on the far right, people who really just want to be assholes and go block, or not block, report. If you're doing sexual, I'm going to report you because fuck you. You shouldn't be on this venue. And it all sucks. So take a look at that article. They talk about Facebook. They talk about Twitter. They talk about Instagram. And remember that doesn't matter if it's privacy or private or public. You have to follow the rules. And there is now recently an appeals process. I've been able to appeal one or two photos, but happily I try my best to not even get content removed. And there's not much point in ranting about who the asshole reporting you was, because often the asshole who's reporting you is a computer, and they don't really care. So, if you have, as always, if you have any questions, please contact me on Instagram, Rigger J, Twitter, Rigger J _ photo, FetLife, Rigger J, j@riggerj.com. And also, if you want to, like, ask me a question online, you can go to anchor.fm/riggerj. You can actually record a question or a statement to me, and I could reply there. So anyway, have a great day, and hope you found this remotely informative and useful, even if it's as frustrating as hell.